First of all, what are your thoughts on what Brett did for you tonight, particularly working into the seventh the way he did?
And quickly and efficiently and balls on the ground. Typically when you see him in a groove, you'll see a lot of balls on the ground early. And, you know, it's the gap between his fastball, his sinker, and his changeup, which the guys are a little ahead of it or a little behind it, and gets the ball on the ground. So I think he only threw two breaking balls the whole game. And when he was warming up, looked like he had a good one, but didn't really need it. So kept the ball down, kept everybody in play, quick pace. The fielders appreciate that as well.
Peña also got off to a quick start with the three innings and only 21 pitches. What was
right.
the difference there in the fourth?
Just maybe not as aggressive, getting a little better pitches to hit. I think we were a little too aggressive early on. But it happened in a hurry. We got a lot of good at-bats in a hurry off and later. Did some damage.
Just how much has Piscotty meant to your offense here lately?
Yeah, he's been huge. You know, if we talked about him, you know, after the first month of the season, we got acclimated, got through all the, and the next thing you know, he's productive in his clutch of guys we've had all year too. I mean, he had a stretch there where it seemed like every home run he hit was a go-ahead home run or a tying home run or a late game home run. And he's kept up the pace. You look at the numbers, I mean, he's probably having his best season, I think, overall at this point. If you look at the production numbers, it's been terrific.
I know with the bullpen, you don't really need your starters to go that deep, but for right. Anderson to go over six, I mean, how big is that for the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to give, you know, the guys that we usually close out games with a little bit of a break. And you know, like I said, we've used these guys a lot, and even the games that we've been behind, we haven't been behind by too much, where we're trying to keep these guys, you know, in the game to keep us in the game, because every game is so important right now. So it's nice to have a game like that in the offense. You know, score some runs where we can get some other guys to work that haven't gotten any.
Tampa is playing pretty well too, but just how big is the win for tonight, like you mentioned, after losing three straight?
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since we had lost three straight. You know, we went on a run there where, you know, playing 700 ball or six something, you know, for an extended period of time. So, you know, you're going to have at times where you lose a few games in a row. It hadn't happened in a while. And, you know, after losing three in a row, you see how a team responds, and they came out, you know, and played a great game all the way around tonight.
Jed's been scuffling a little of late. How big is that opposite field two-run double there? I mean, how much of a relief is that?
Yeah, not only for him, but for us, too. You know, he's consistent in his work, and he goes through periods where, you know, the average may come down some, but then when we need him, he comes up with a big hit. Today was a big hit for him. And this year is a big workload for him. I mean, you know, he's not getting any younger, but the last 2 years, you know, he's been able to go out there pretty much every day, and sometimes it wears you down a little bit, but it came up big for us in that bat tonight.
Well, with Piscotty, career high in home runs,
right.
It's a second deck home run today. How underrated is the power part of this game?
Very, and he's got some, you know, I throw batting practice to him every day. He's got some juice in his bat, and the other way too, but that's upper deck, you don't see that much here. And he's a smart hitter. You know, he sits on pitches to look bad on a certain pitch because he's looking for a certain pitch that he can drive. And he's not afraid to wait around until he gets it.
Martino's just seems to be able to get hits or walks like that.
How
important was that first to just kind of get you guys going tonight?
Yeah, we went through the first three innings with nothing, and all of a sudden it was him that, you know, got us going, and then Jed that drove in the two runs. So, you know, he's been terrific in the leadoff spot. You know, even when he's not getting hits, typically he's making the pitcher work and make him throw a few pitches to kind of set it up for other guys. So, you know, I've said often, you know, at the beginning of the season, you probably didn't think that he would be here, and now he's an integral part of what we do. It's impressive.
Bob, obviously you have had injuries and things like that have contributed, but it was the first time in 26 games the starter had worked past the sixth.
Yeah.
Did it seem like it had been that long?
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of the way we're set up now. And, you know, it's tough to let a starter go out there, you know, past the sixth inning and get a loss because of the way our bullpen's set up. So, you know, analytically, we look at some things a certain way, and a lot of times it's the third time around that seems to be, you know, the toughest for a starting pitcher. So, you know, when we've also had the games where, you know, Jackson has done it, Fires has done it, where they're on a roll and we have a little bit of a lead, you feel good about them you know, trying to give the bullpen a break. It's happened several times this year, just is not as much as you've seen in the past.
Thank you.